It is 87 degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. State law enforcement is investigating Ascension St. Thomas after a series of drug mistakes that led to catastrophic complications for at least four patients. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation confirmed the inquiry to News Channel 5. Families told the station that hospital pharmacists placed the wrong medication in syringes intended for patients undergoing routine outpatient surgeries. Four people who came in for joint replacements were supposed to get painkillers, but were instead given potassium injections. That medication is intended for people with severe potassium deficiencies. If they're administered incorrectly, they can interfere with both the nervous and cardiovascular systems. This can have extreme side effects, including cardiac arrest. News Channel 5 reports that hospital staff realized there was a problem when multiple patients went into heart failure. At least two people are paralyzed, and one of them is on a ventilator. The hospital's administration released a statement apologizing for the mistakes and said it was connecting families with spiritual care teams and any other necessary resources. Proponents of Nashville's Greenway system are challenging residents to travel all 100-plus miles of available pathways in Davidson County this calendar year. Janae Harley is a resident of East Nashville who is actively working toward completing the challenge. She joined midday talk show This Is Nashville and emphasized how the challenge can encourage others to become a Greenways enthusiast just like her.
I think once people really start exploring and seeing the area and realizing it's not that hard for me to go from X to Y, or be easier once we start building these out and being able to connect on a bike mm-hmm. where it's safe, or I can walk, or however you want to do your transportation. And so I think for me, that's a big thing for Nashville mm-hmm. and an important thing.
Harley added that walking the greenways also helps people visualize where connectivity is sufficient and where it's still needed. Waymo driverless cars use 360-degree video cameras to help navigate the city. The Nashville Banner reports those cameras stay on, even between trips. The company would not specify how long that footage is stored. You are listening to 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.